on with the roundup for this Monday afternoon. I'm Anna Bonikoski, here for Bill Richardson, and it's time for the final episode of the Dudley Chronicles. Reverend Kevin is finally feeling comfortable with his place in Dudley, and even better, he feels good about his relationship with Michelle. Until Verna finally reveals the secret project she's been working on for weeks. This is episode 6, the final episode of the Dudley Chronicles, and it's called The Rodeo.
If there's one thing I'm not, it's macho. I've never been what you might call a man's man. I tend more to the overly sensitive slash sarcastic liberal side of the tracks. Not that I throw like a girl or anything. Don't get me wrong. I can chuck a softball as hard as the next guy, even though, to be fair, I do have very skinny upper arms, very thin, and slightly rounded shoulders. My point is, despite this, I've always been comfortable with my spot on the, you know, the sliding scale of masculinity, the macho continuum, as it were. Frankly, it's never been an issue for me, or anyone else for that matter. Even in Dudley, home of the man's man, where, although I've felt massively out of place for any number of reasons, none of them have had to do with my masculinity. At least, not until now. It begins on Sunday morning. We're midway through the service, and Verna, who's been gleefully keeping a secret for weeks now, is finally ready to spill the beans. She's about to tell us exactly why she's been driving us crazy with her smug little grins and manic eyebrow waggling. And she's insisted on doing it at church. After the hymn, she leaves the organ and joins me at the pulpit.
And now, Verna has asked if she might say a few words. Verna?
Thank you, Reverend. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Well, I have a very special announcement. Recently, as some of you might be aware, I've been involved in some high-level negotiations with a top-drawer touring organization. The nature of this organization, and indeed the subject of these negotiations, is what brings me before you this morning.
Verna.
Folks, I've got one word for you. Rodeo!
Rodeo?
Welcome, your daughters. The rodeo's coming to Dudley!
Here we go.
I'll be posting details on the notice board at the Dudley Cafe, but in the meantime, you should start picking out your events. There's going to be several open competitions, so y'all can show us what you're made of. Now, I know that some of us, or to be more specific, one of us, may have certain objections.
She looks at me. So does everyone else.
Well, I've got one thing to say to that person. Time to saddle up, tie those spurs on, and get yourself into the spirit of the rodeo!
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Verna. What a delightful surprise. And now, before this service degenerates into total chaos...
Oh, you're going.
Ahem. Let us join together in a prayer of thanksgiving.
Afterwards, the congregation is buzzing.
Great news, Reverend.
Yes, indeed.
Geez, I can't remember the last time people were this excited at church. Oh, not that we don't get excited every Sunday, Reverend.
Of course.
Given your, you know, your very exciting sermons.
Yes, it's okay, Harold.
I just love rodeos. I love everything about them. Can't get enough of them. Did you know I used to be a cowboy, Reverend?
Really?
Oh, you betcha. Rode the circuit there for a while back in the early 50s. I used to be quite the fella.
I have a question. Is everybody going to talk like that now?
Like what?
Like they're in an episode of Gunsmoke?
Hey, Reverend, so what is
is your problem anyway? Jeez, what a grump.
Nice to see you too, Sheila.
Aren't you just Mr. Wet Blanket?
It's true, Reverend.
Mr. Spoil Sport.
Mr. Gloomy Gus.
Mr. Sourfoot, Killjoy, Party Pooper.
Okay,
Frank.
You know what? I'm gonna nip this in the bud. For the record, I think it's a great idea. I'm all for it.
Oh, sure you are, Reverend.
We believe you.
It's true.
I guess we must look gullible or something.
He must think we were born yesterday, Harold.
First of all, I'm standing right here. And second of all...
You know what I love about rodeos?
What?
The men. All the big, sweaty cowboys. Yum. I just love them. Bring them on, I say.
You should have seen me 50 years ago, Sheila.
Oh, I'll bet.
Oh, I was quite the fella.
Unbelievable. Unbe-freaking-leavable. Michelle and I walk home together. I'm in a fury. And not just Sheila and Harold. Everyone I talk to just assumes that I'm against it.
Are you saying you're not against it?
Of course I'm against it. It's a rodeo.
Well, then?
It's totally, you know, exploitive.
To whom?
To the animals.
Oh.
Rodeos encourage the notion that cruelty to animals for entertainment purposes is, you know, an acceptable practice.
Tell me something. Have you ever been to a rodeo?
That's not the point.
They're fun. You've got your bull riding, your saddle bronc riding, your bareback riding, your steer wrestling, your calf roping, your barrel racing. Oh, and my personal favorite, your mutton busting.
Okay, who are you and what have you done with my wife? I'm serious. Why do you know everything? Oh, no. Oh, God, don't tell me.
I dated a cowboy.
Of course you did.
His name was Slick.
Slick?
He was quite the specimen.
You dated a guy named Slick?
Thick as a plank and no sense of humor. Not that it matters.
I don't want to hear it.
He had his good features. Well, one good feature in particular.
I don't want to hear it.
Just because you're threatened.
I'm not threatened.
You're totally threatened.
I am not.
You don't feel that you're man enough to compete with the cowboy.
Oh!
Dudley's your turf, and you don't like Slick and his cowboy pals coming in here and scooping up all the women.
Oh, I'm not even going to dignify
you're
that.
A bit of a cream puff, aren't you there, huh? Skippy? Bit of a cheese Danish. Hey, hey, where are you going?
Far away from you.
Oh, pastry boy!
I don't get far before Constable Bob pulls up beside me in his cruiser.
Reverend, you got a second?
Oh, for you, Bob? I've got all the time in the world.
Great. Hop in. I just wanted a quick word. It's about the rodeo.
Let me guess. You've got issues.
Well...
I knew it. I knew you wouldn't like it. You're worried about the noise, I'm afraid. All the shady, hardcore rodeo rabble coming to town, causing trouble, you know, getting drunk and breaking windows, vandalizing, probably mugging people on the street.
Actually,
Not to mention, on the personal side, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm guessing you're not crazy, as a gay man, about the prospect of a bigoted, homophobic rodeo culture descending on Dudley and infecting it with its poisonous social conservatism.
Actually, I adore the rodeo.
Really?
You know what I like? All the big, sweaty cowboys.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not alone, Reverend. As I've discovered, the glistening cowboy is somewhat of an archetype for the gay community.
Really?
A paradigm of desire, if you will. The boots, the hat, the chaps, all of it, very good.
I had no idea.
In fact, and this is what I wanted to tell you, I had a brainwave. I've decided to put on a gay rodeo.
A what?
Most people don't know it, but there's a whole gay rodeo circuit which travels across the country.
You're right, I didn't know that.
Gay rodeos tend to be more, how shall I put this?
Gay?
Lighthearted. And much smaller. And, of course, more private. Out here, you're gonna be circumspect.
So you're saying there would be two rodeos?
Right.
At the same time?
Right.
The straight one here, and then over here, the gay one?
What do you think?
I don't suppose there's anything I can say that would stop you.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Then I say, bring it on.
Yeah, that's good. Good, good. Put that over there. Nice and easy.
At Bob's request, the gay rodeo is kept more or less secret. Not because Bob's in the closet, but because many of the local farmers and ranchers who attend it will be. And in this part of Alberta, that means keeping things very quiet indeed. Meanwhile, Verna and her team work round the clock.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Easy, easy.
The grounds are cleared, the stands are built, and the straight-up rodeo comes together. Until finally, a couple of days before the big event, the excitement in town is palpable. Nowhere more so than at the Dudley Cafe. Is it just me, or has there been a shift in tone?
What do you mean?
Like an edge in the air, a kind of unsavory tang. Like we've entered a new genre and the soundtrack is more, you know, menacing.
It's just you. Okay, fresh pot, here we go. Thank you, Sheila. So, you like my new cowboy boots?
Let me see.
I wasn't asking you, Reverend. I know you're not going to like them. I was asking Michelle. They're fantastic.
Pink and purple are my two favorite colors.
Sheila, who's Harold sitting with over there?
Oh, those are the rodeo guys. Harold's been making friends.
Reverend! Hey, Reverend, come here for a second.
I'll be right back.
Take your time.
I walk over to Harold's table.
Well, now, here he is, boys. Reverend, just thought you might appreciate meeting the boys here.
Hello.
This here's Spuds, that's Pecker, and that young fellow there goes by the name of Plank. Professional cowboys, each and every one.
Nice to meet you. Welcome to Dudley. They barely nod. They just stare at me.
We're certainly all looking forward to your rodeo.
Oh, don't you believe him, boys. Reverend here's a real city slicker, ain't you, Reverend? Okay, then. You all run along now, Reverend. Go on, git.
Harold.
Yes, Reverend.
Can I speak with you for a moment in private?
All righty.
I pull Harold to one side.
Harold, you sound like a moron.
But, Reverend...
I mean it. The voice is ridiculous. You have to stop it right now.
You just don't get it, Reverend.
Believe me, I get it. I'm saying...
It's okay. Nobody's blaming you.
No, Harold, what
Let
I'm...
Let me give you some advice. Until this rodeo's over, keep your opinions to yourself.
He goes back to the table in a huff, and I go back to Michelle.
I was wrong. We haven't entered another genre. We've entered an entirely different dimension, an alternate plane of reality where instead of being sane and normal, everyone is totally whacked.
Oh, my God.
What? What are you looking at?
A man in a cowboy hat has just come into the cafe. A handsome man. A handsome, muscular, masculine man.
You know that guy?
It's Slick.
Slick?
I don't believe it.
What is Slick doing here?
I told you, Kevin, he's a cowboy. He's here for the rodeo. How does my hair look?
Where are you going? Michelle, wait.
I'll be right back.
Excellent. That's just perfect.
Michelle not only goes over and talks to Slick, she does the unthinkable. She invites him to dinner. At the manse. And so, that evening, incredibly, I find myself in the dining room polishing forks.
That's enough. He'll be here any second. Just set the table.
I'm setting the table.
The little ones go on the outside.
You know what, Michelle? I know where the forks go.
I'm just saying I want it to look nice.
And I'm just saying that maybe a gourmet meal is not the most appropriate choice for this guy.
It's not gourmet.
Michelle, you just spent 8 hours in the kitchen. You're serving 6 courses of fine French cuisine alongside a vintage Chateau Neuf de Pop.
So?
So, hello, the guy's name is Slick. Chances are he'd be happy with a steak and baked potato.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe a 6-pack of Budweiser.
You know what you are?
Spot on?
A snob. And you're prejudiced and you're jealous.
Okay, allow me to disabuse you of all 3 of those notions.
That's him. Oh, my gosh.
Here we go.
Kevin, come on.
I'm coming.
Oh, open the door. No, wait.
What are you doing?
I'm checking my breath.
Are you planning to French kiss him as well?
Oh, okay, do it. Slick.
Howdy.
Oh, surprise.
Look, honey, it's Sheila.
So it is.
I hope you don't mind my tagging along, but I was talking to Slick at the cafe, and when he told me he was coming to dinner, I said, hey, stop the presses. He can't go to dinner without a hot date.
That's what she said, all right.
Are you kidding me? Big, handsome, yummy fella like Slick.
That's an excellent point, Sheila, and we're delighted you're joining us. Right, honey?
You bet.
Come on in. This is going to be fun.
Throughout the dinner party, Sheila is basically shameless. She wastes no time guzzling most of the Chateau Neuf de Pape and then throwing herself repeatedly at Slick, who, to his credit, handles the situation with considerable aplomb.
Oh, stop it, Slick, you rascal!
Michelle is for the most part tense and quiet. Eventually, after a stunning meal, the end of the evening arrives, and Slick and Sheila make their way to the door.
Thank you again. That was truly outstanding.
You're welcome.
It's good to see you, Michelle.
You too, Slick.
And nice to meet you, Reverend.
Slick, please, call me Kevin.
Can I tell you both something?
Sure.
You two make an amazing couple. You're lucky to have found each other.
Thank you.
Hey, Reverend, you sure you don't want to come skinny dipping with me and Slick?
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah, because you're all sweaty. You need to cool down in the river.
Sheila.
Come on, I need to rinse you off. Come on.
Coming. Well, good night then.
Good night.
Good luck.
Slick, hurry!
Nice guy.
Yeah.
I thought you said he had no sense of humor.
He changed. Let's clean up this mess.
Michelle moves back into the dining room. I follow her. Something is definitely up. Are you okay?
I can't believe she did that.
Sheila?
I could kill her. I was hoping to, you know, reminisce with Slick, talk about old times. I could hardly get a word in edgewise.
Tell me, do I have a sign on me somewhere that says I'm an idiot and I'm blind?
What?
That's not why you're angry at Sheila.
Yeah.
Michelle, you weren't hoping to reminisce. You were hoping to seduce him.
What?
I don't mean literally. I mean, you know, figuratively. You wanted him to leave here tonight wishing you'd married him instead of me. You wanted to feel that zing, that little charge.
Why would I want that?
Well, that would be my question, wouldn't it?
You're deluded.
But if I had to guess, I'd blame it on the rodeo.
Of course you would.
But there's way too much testosterone or something in the air, and you're not immune to it. And lately, when you look at me, you can't help being just a little disappointed. Am I right? You can't help wishing I was just a little more, like, Slick. She's staring at me. I am right. I know I'm right. And I know that she knows that I know I'm right. And for the very first time in the entire history of our relationship, Michelle can't think of a single thing to say.
I'm going to bed.
Oh, my gosh. Are you actually speechless?
Good night, Kevin.
Hey, wait, Michelle, look, it's not a big deal. You know, sometimes I wish I were more like Slick, too. You know, sweaty. Really, Michelle, I'm sure it's just temporary. I'm sure it'll, you know, pass.
That night, I sleep on the couch. And in the morning, I get up early, before Michelle is awake, and head off to work. I have an early meeting with Verna. She's hoping to have this Sunday service at the rodeo, right outside, surrounded presumably by cows and pigs. She even wants me to wear the outfit. But before I can start in with the indignation and flat-out refusals, Verna starts in about Harold.
He's driving me crazy, Reverend. This whole rodeo thing has addled his brain.
No kidding.
It's like he's created an entire fictional past for himself in which he is the fictional hero.
You know what, Verna? He's just excited. It's harmless.
Well, but that's just it, Reverend. Look at this.
Huh?
It's a list of entrants for the open bull riding event.
Harold signed up?
He's 72. He could have a heart attack, and that's if he manages not to break any bones or be trampled to death in the meantime. You know what it is? It's stupid, stubborn, macho male pride.
Well, and what did you expect, Verna? You can't cater shamelessly to the worst aspects of the male psyche without expecting to encounter the, you know, worst aspects of the male psyche.
You have to talk to him.
Forget it.
Reverend, this isn't funny. We're his friends. If we don't stop him, who's gonna?
And so back I go to the Dudley Cafe. Once again, Harold is sitting with the boys, and once again, summoning every last bit of diplomacy and tact at my disposal, I pull him aside.
Are you out of your freaking tree?
Didn't I tell you to keep your opinions to yourself, Reverend?
Harold, we're not going to let you do it. You're too old.
You reckon?
Yes, I reckon. That's exactly what I reckon.
Well, then, you're just going to have to fight me.
What?
And frankly, small fry, if I was you, that's the last thing I'd want to do.
Harold,
don't. Hit me. Hit me!
Suddenly, his fists are up. He's actually dancing around a bit.
You just see how old I am. Come on now. Come on.
I just stand there, staring at him.
What's the matter, Reverend? Scared?
Would you excuse me?
I may be old, but I'm still tough. Yes, sir. Tough as nails!
I don't hesitate. I go straight to the Dudley detachment.
Constable Bob, I need a favor.
Reverend, just the man I'm looking for.
Really?
We're all set to go. Gay Rodeo's gonna be out at Jake Corbett's ranch.
That's just super, Bob. Now, about my favor.
We were wondering, Reverend, if you'd come out and be one of our special guests. Hand out some prizes just at the end. At the party.
Do I have to wear the outfit?
Oh, what outfit?
You know, the hat and the chaps.
No, of course not.
In that case, I'd be delighted. And in return...
Excellent. We were just talking about it just now before you came in.
You and Jake?
Oh, no, not Jake. No, me and my co-organizer. He'll be out in a second. This is actually good timing. I was hoping you would meet him, Reverend. He's also our star attraction.
And then the door opens, and the star attraction emerges.
Slick?
Hey, Kevin.
Reverend, you should see your face.
Hey, that was a good ride.
I decide not to tell Michelle, at least not right away. After Bob refuses to grant my favor by locking Harold up in jail overnight, something about his charter right not to be imprisoned without charge, I wasn't really listening. After that, I come up with a final, desperate plan. A plan which I'm hoping will not only stop Harold from killing himself, but will also fix things up between me and Michelle, and restore my public reputation all in one fell swoop. It's a drastic plan, I'll admit. It involves Verna and Sheila ambushing Harold at the last moment, just as he's about to climb into the chute and onto the back of a 2,000-pound raging bull, and literally pinning him to the ground.
Hey!
What are you doing?
Unfortunately, it also involves somebody taking Harold's place. There's a good bull.
We have our last minute change here, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a good bull.
Next ride's going to be Dudley's own Kevin Dershkowski on a big old bull called Blackout.
Huh?
But for chute number three, here he goes down. Let's give him a big hand.
It's bizarre. The second the gates crash open, the entire world goes into slow motion. Now, interestingly, the purpose of the bull riding event, the goal, as it were, is for the participant, the bull rider, to remain on the back of the enraged and panicked animal for a grand total of 8 seconds. What they do is they time you, and the length of the ride will, or so I'm told, determine your ultimate place in the standings. 8 seconds is the goal. 8 full seconds. I last precisely 0.3. At which point, a particularly vigorous kick from the bull launches me into the stratosphere.
Now, wasn't that a big up and down on the ground there?
Miraculously, I'm unhurt. I'm also unable to move. The only thing I can do is lie in the dirt and gasp. Once the bull is taken out, I'm carried off on a stretcher. I'm taken to the makeshift medical tent to recuperate.
There he is!
Whee-hoo!
Way to go, Reverend!
Are you okay? Nothing broken?
I'm fine.
Reverend, I owe you. I think you may have just saved my life.
Uh-huh. Don't mention it.
Jeez, Reverend. Mm-hmm. Look at you. You're all kind of, like, sweaty.
Get her away from me.
Come on, Sheila.
Come on. Let's go. We'll see you later, Reverend.
I just got to rinse him down.
And that leaves one person standing there, looking at me in my cot.
Hey there, cowboy.
Hey.
Nice ride.
Can you help me sit up?
Look, I think you made your point. You are now officially a real man. Congratulations.
Actually, I've only made half my point.
What do you mean? Hey, where are you going?
Come with me. By the time we arrive at Jake Corbett's ranch, the gay rodeo proper has wound down. The steer wrestling and drag racing events are finished, and the party is in full glorious swing. A makeshift stage has been set up on the back of a flatbed 18-wheeler with a lesbian country band, couples dancing in the dirt. As it turns out, our timing is perfect.
Oh, my gosh. This is fantastic.
It gets better. Look, up on the truck.
Okay. And now for something extra special. Hit it, boys.
Wait for it. Here he comes. And come he does. Dressed to the nines in a bright blue suede cowgirl dress with the long white fringes and matching white cowgirl boots and hat.
Crazy. Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
It's Slick.
Michelle, to her considerable credit, isn't the least put out. In fact, she looks delighted.
Oh, of course, now I get it.
What?
Well, I couldn't figure out why he seemed so much smarter and funnier and just generally more interesting. Oh, now it all makes sense.
He's actually a very attractive woman.
Really? You're into that
beefy, masculine look, huh?
I like to think of it as big bone.
He does have very shapely legs.
Not unlike my own, I might add.
Oh, no. Your legs aren't shapely.
They're not?
No, they're more spindly than shapely.
Thank you.
It's okay. In the world, I'm into spindly legs.
I'm also into skinny arms, stoop shoulders, and peevish and neurotic personalities.
Thank you again.
You know what I'm into?
What?
My love could hold you.
You.
And she smiles. Boom. And once again, I get the wind knocked right out of me. Hey.
Hey, yourself.
Do you like dancing?
Oh, you dance.
And we do. We dance. Michelle, of course, has to leave, since I can't dance to save my life. But nobody cares. In that crowd, for once, we fit right in.
Come on.
The Dudley Chronicles are created and written by Greg Nelson. Richard Side plays the Reverend Kevin Derskowski. Jillian Fargy plays Michelle. Lee Taylor is Harold, and Bridget O'Sullivan is Verna. Sheila is played by Tabitha St. Germain, and Kurt Max Runte is Constable Bob. Cowboy Slick was played by Archer Pachawis, and Ben Cardinal was the rodeo announcer. Original music was composed and performed by Brian Tate. The script consultant is Dave Carley. The recording engineer is Chris Cutress, and the associate producer is Dagmar Kafunka-Nunn. The producer and director of The Dudley Chronicles is Kathleen Flaherty, and the executive producer is Damiano Pietropaolo. I'm Anna Bonacossi, and tomorrow on The Roundup, meet a man who can tell you everything you've ever wanted to know about the planet Mars. Stay tuned now for the news.